Well, good morning, children. How are you all doing this morning? This morning, I want to talk to you a little bit about something. I might have a couple questions, see if any of you know what it is. Any of you know what the most important thing is in the world? What's the most important thing? Well, he's important that we defeat him, yeah, or that he is defeated, but he's important that we don't follow him. But it's to love God with all our heart. In Matthew 22, I'll read a couple of verses here. Verse 37 and 38, it says, Jesus said unto them, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. So if we think of loving God with all our heart, first of all, is there some reasons that we should love God? Because the Bible says that God is love. And so there's some verses, I think of a real, does anybody know John 3:16? I'm sure you probably know if I say it. It says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So there we see that God loved the world. Do you think that world that it talks about, you think it's talking about the big globe and all the land? Or is it the people upon the earth? It's the people. So God loved us. And it says, and so what did it cause God to do? He loved us so much that what did he do? It says he gave. He gave his son to come down and die on the cross for us, for humans. And in Romans 5:8, it says, God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And that word commended is God proved or he demonstrated his love. He had that much love that he came on this, down to this earth for us. In 1 John 4:19, it says, we love him because he first loved us. So God first loved us. And he came and died for us. And we have health and strength. He helped us breathe. He provides us with our needs, our food, clothing. Yeah, we work for him, but it's ultimately him that allows us to have these things. And so in the first commandment, the greatest commandment is that we love him in return. Does anyone know what the second commandment is? The second greatest thing is love our neighbor as thyself. And now that kind of, and who is our neighbor? Does anybody know who our neighbor is? Our neighbor is everybody that we come in contact with. So they don't just mean the person next door or the person down the street. And John... 1 John 4, let's see here. I should have had these marked. Says, and if any man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar, and the truth, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath not seen, how can he love God? Sorry, for he says, he that loveth his brother, who he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? For this commandment have we, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. So if we say that we love God, but we can't get along with our brothers and sisters, and we can't get along with don't love our maybe don't love our enemies or our neighbors. It says, how can we say that we love God if we don't get along with others? And so does anybody know who does... we see that God said to love our neighbor. Who else does he say that we should love? Anybody know who else we should love? We see also seeing that we just read there that talks about loving our brother. But also it says in John 13, it says, I should have. Says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. And by this men shall know that ye are my disciples, if ye love one another. So we see that God tells us to love our neighbors, and that's everyone we come in contact with. And then he tells us here to love one another. And that can be simple in some ways, and sometimes it can be a struggle if someone does something wrong to you or hurts you, but for the most part, it's pretty easy to love your friends and to get along with your friends. But the next one that I have, that God says that people that we should love, he says that we should love our enemies. Is that going to be easy, to love our enemies? Not always. In Proverbs, it says that we should, just let me read it here. Proverbs 25, verse 21 and 22. If an enemy hunger, give him bread to eat, and if he thirst, give him water to drink, for thou shalt heat coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. So there's given some ways to love our enemies. We can feed them, give them food, give them water, give them things that they need. Do we know any other ways that love shows itself? In 1 Corinthians, it says it gives a whole list of things that love is. It says love is long-suffering. It stays calm. If someone keeps teasing you, it doesn't get angry easy. It stays patient. Love is kind. And the word kind there means it's an action word. It means that love does kind things for others. It helps others. It's willing to serve. Love doesn't, love, it says, vaunteth not itself, but that might be a different word for you, but it means love doesn't show off. It doesn't, it's humble. Love doesn't always, don't go around saying how I'm the best. It's not puffed up or proud. There's a whole list there that I could go through what love does. Love is not, it seeketh not her own. It's not selfish. It don't always need the best. It does not behave itself unseemly. And that is rude. Love is not rude. Or it's, it doesn't, it's not ill-mannered. Love has manners. It behaves itself around others. Doesn't cause a show. Um, There's another one that goes with long suffering. It says it's not easy provoked, doesn't get angry easily. Thinketh no evil. It doesn't hold grudges, doesn't think bad things of others. It rejoices in it rejoices not in iniquity. It doesn't rejoice when people do bad things. And you think even though they might be funny, foolish things, love doesn't, it doesn't rejoice in that. It don't think that's, it's not happy for those things. But it rejoices when things that are true are said. And it rejoices when maybe someone is sorry for something. When they see the truth, love rejoices. And love bears all things, beareth all things. The word beareth is kind of like it means like a roof or a thatch. So if someone, let's say someone does something wrong, and you, right away you feel like you're going to go run and tell all your other friends that you've seen so-and-so, they did something that was wrong. It says love don't do that. It says love will cover it. It might go talk to them, and if it's something wrong, it might go tell somebody, like tell your parents, but it don't just go and spread everybody's failures. And it believes all things. It says it believes the best of others. It wants to believe that the best of others. And also, it hopeth all things. It wants to, love wants to, it hopes for the best in every situation. It knows that God can change people's hearts. So even though people, you know somebody that is often they are irritating to you or something, it says love, it knows that God can change them, and it hopes for the best for them. And love, it says endureth all things. It's kind of like being patient. There's being patient in circumstances of things that happen. Maybe in your school, if you things are hard in school, but it says you'll endure them with love and not be angry or grumbling. And I have a story of someone here that in the Bible, of someone that showed love. But first of all, I have a little small example of an animal that shows emotion and is tends to show a lot of love to each other and even to other animals. So this animal is it's a big animal. It's the biggest land living animal on Earth at this time. Does anyone know what kind of animal that might be? An elephant, you're right. Let me find it. You know how much an elephant can weigh? It can weigh up to 14,000 pounds. It's some of the bigger ones. And I think one of the biggest ones, it said something about up to 24,000 pounds. That's a heavy elephant. It's a heavy animal. The elephant can lift with their trunks. They can lift up around 700 pounds with their trunks. But they can obviously push more than that. So they're a big, strong, strong animal. They eat like 375 pounds of up to 375 pounds of vegetation, of grass and whatever all they eat in a day. Another interesting fact: elephants can't jump. Can you imagine if an elephant could jump? But that'd probably be a little scary. They can be up to 13 foot tall. So they're tall. You know, this ceiling's probably maybe around 10 foot. So quite a bit taller than the ceiling yet. But elephants are very, they're very they can be very loving. They can also be mean, so never just run up to an elephant because they can probably be mean, you know, like people can. But they've been known to, if there's another animal stuck in the mud, let's say even if it's not an elephant, even if it's a dog or other animals, they've been known to help other animals get unstuck with their trunks to help pull them out of the mud. If one of their elephants is scared, let's say a young elephant is scared, they'll take their trunks and they'll put it on top of them, and they'll rub their the top of their head or wrap their trunk around their trunk. Because that's when elephants, if you see elephants, they love using their trunk and putting it on the backs of other elephants, or weaving their trunks together. They say it's kind of like a handshake for a person. They love greeting each other like that. If one elephant dies, the elephants, they in one place I've seen it said something about they even can shed a tear, but they get sad, and they'll come visit that place where the elephant died. Even years later, they'll come up, and sometimes they'll, if it's just not too long later, there's still bones there, they'll gently touch the bones, and so they're very caring for each other. If a mom elephant dies and it has a baby elephant, some of the older mom mother elephants will take that baby elephant and make it their own, and they'll take care of it. So we see that God came down on this earth and died for people. You would have thought, you know, if anything, he could have came down and died for the biggest animal that out there, the biggest, one of the strongest animals there are. But he didn't. He came and died for people. And he wants to give us his love that we can show it to others. Just how these elephants show love to other elephants and even to other animals. They've even been known to chase lions away or protect smaller animals from lions, or even take their trunk and push humans out of the way of danger, and like push them back and keep them safe. They can live between 60 and 70 years, so they live about as long as a human. A couple other little interesting facts is they got this big trunk on the which is their nose and their upper lip. It's all together. But they don't eat with their trunk. They use their trunk to feed themselves. They can pick up, like I said, up to 700 pounds with their trunk, and they can also pick up a grain of rice. They can pick up a single blade of grass or very, very small objects. They say that their trunk is more sensitive, about 10 times more sensitive than a human finger. So you know how you can rub your hand across something and feel the bumps, and you can pick up something small? They say an elephant's trunk, even though it's that big, is way more sensitive than a human finger. Because it has thousands of little hairs on it that when it touches something, it can sense it. I think I said when one animal gets hurt and they're traveling through the wilderness or wherever they're traveling, they'll slow down and help that other animal. Sometimes they'll even lift them up, it said. But they'll slow down so the other animals can keep up, so they don't just let one wounded of them back. Can we take a lesson from that? Like as children, you're playing, somebody gets hurt. Or maybe you guys are running somewhere and one boy can't run as fast or one girl can't run as fast. Can we show them some love and just run the speed that they can run so they can keep up and stay together, and instead of making them feel bad for how fast they can run. Um, So I think that's about all the facts I had on the elephant. I'm sure there's many, many more that you could, that elephants could betray love or portray love to others. But I had one here. It's a parable that Jesus, or a story that Jesus shared in the Bible on the Good Samaritan. So it's a short story. And then we'll read it here. It says, a lawyer came to Jesus and asked a question to trick him. He said, "Master, what shall I do to have eternal life?" Jesus understood how well this man knew the law of Moses. Instead of answering the question, he asked the lawyer, "What is written in the law of Moses? Do you not know its teachings?" The lawyer replied, "Moses wrote that we should love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our strength, and with all our mind. And he wrote that we should love our neighbor as ourselves." "Yes, you have answered right," Jesus said. "Do this, and you shall have life in heaven." But the lawyer had another question. He asked, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus, to answer him, Jesus told the story of a good Samaritan. This is the story. One day, a man traveled on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. On the way, robbers stopped him. They took his money, tore off his clothes, beat him, and left him half dead on the roadside. Soon a priest came along. He saw the injured man lying there, but he did not stop to help. He did not even say a kind word to the poor man. Next a Levite came by. He too saw the wounded man lying by the road, but he did not give him a second look. He hurried on, leaving the poor man to die. Perhaps the man would have died if a kind-hearted Samaritan had not come along. The Samaritan saw the suffering man lying there. At once, he stopped his mule, climbed down, and bent over the stranger. The wounded man was a Jew. Even though the Jews were not friendly to this people, the Samaritan felt he must help this Jew who was in great trouble. So the Jews and the Samaritans, they didn't get along. They were kind of like, you could say they were kind of like enemies. The Jews looked down on the Samaritans, and so therefore they didn't really get along. But this man had compassion in his heart, and he still wanted to do what was right and show love. First he poured oil on the man's wounds and bandaged them. Then lifting the man to his mule, the Samaritan took him to an inn where he cared for the wounded man. On the next day, the Samaritan had to continue on his journey. To the innkeeper, he gave money and exclaimed, "Take care of this man until he is well. If you need more money, I will pay it when I come back." Now ask Jesus, which of these men were the neighbor to the one who attacked the robber, who was attacked by robbers? "The man who treated him kindly," the lawyer answered. Jesus said, "Go and do the same." So just as Jesus told that lawyer to go and do the same, to show love to others, and that is one way that we can show that we love God is by loving others and being kind to others. That's what he wants us to do as well. Do any of you know any simple ways that we can show love to others just in our daily life, like on every day? Let's say we're at home or go to the store or go to our friend's house or at church. Any of you know any simple ways that we can show love? Maybe just a smile. Is a smile a sign of a show of love? I like smiles. A kind word. Maybe just letting someone know that you appreciate them. Maybe saying something good about them. Something that you know that they can do well. Maybe when you're playing games, letting others choose the game instead of you always having to choose the one that you want to play. Doing chores for your parents without complaining and maybe even without being told. That's showing love. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And so I was thinking, if we say we love our parents, maybe we'll want to do what they want us to do as well for children. You can give small gifts to each other. Or you can hold a door for someone, an elderly person, that's showing care and love. Being respectful and polite, just saying thank you, please, excuse me. Those are all things that show that you care and that you love others. So I think that's about all I had. So if you think of how strong an elephant is, it could use its strength to do a lot of damage. It could hurt about anything it wants to. Its skin is about that thick, about an inch and a half thick. So it's very strong. But it can be very kind. So even though we may think of ourselves as strong, or we may be able to run faster than others, or do many things better than others. Let us be kind and show love as we play and as we do our things. So, I think that's all I have. So, go back to your seats.